Well, amen. Praise the Lord for that special and the message of that song. What a blessing it is that Jesus paid a sin debt that I owed and couldn't pay, and he paid it for me on Calvary's cross some 2,000 years ago. Amen. What a blessing it is to know that. This morning, if you have your Bibles, if you turn with me to the book of Psalms in chapter 23. Psalms chapter 23, very well-known psalm, and I trust it will be a blessing to you to get a better understanding of this great Psalm 23. If you would, go ahead and stand with me as we read the Word of God together. As I read, you can follow along with me if you're able to stand in honor of the reading of the Word of God. Psalms chapter 23. The Bible says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his namesake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Let's pray. Father, we bow before you. And again, what a blessing it's already been just being in the house of the Lord, being blessed by other believers around us, singing praises unto thy name, special music that we have been blessed by. And now as we have opened up the preserved word of God and read this chapter in the book of Psalms that is so very familiar to most of us, I believe, God, you have a message for us through this morning. I pray that you would empower the preaching of thy word. I pray, God, that you would use me once again as an instrument in your hand to bring forth your message to your people from your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. This is a psalm of David. And David, although not perfect, was one of the greatest servants of God to ever live. God would say about David that he would be a man after his own heart, because David knew God. Psalms 23 describes David's relationship with God. David pins this under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God, and as he pins this, it's describing his relationship with the Creator God. Possibly the most powerful of all of David's writings is Psalms chapter 23. He starts off in verse 1, and he says, "The Lord is my shepherd." David knew God as his shepherd. Now, David was a shepherd himself when he met the Lord, and as God anointed him to be the next king of Israel, he went back to shepherding his sheep, and God prepared him by allowing him to go up against a lion, and he was able to slay a lion with his own bare hands to protect his sheep. He then went up against a bear, and he was able to slay a bear to prepare and to protect his sheep. He understood what a shepherd's job was all about. David knew the most important thing to the life of a sheep was its shepherd, because he could not survive without a shepherd. And David would say, "The Lord is my shepherd." I believe this is possibly on David's mind when he went up against the lion, and knowing he could not physically be able to kill a lion with his bare hands, but he went up against a lion with him saying in his heart and his mind, "The Lord is my shepherd." And knowing that the Lord was with him and the Lord was watching over him and the Lord would strengthen him, he knew the Lord would be his shepherd. He was able to go up against that lion. He was able to go up against that bear. When he went up against one of the greatest battles of all time, when David went up against Goliath, in David's heart, before he ever went out there, he was saying within his own heart, "The Lord is my shepherd." And he would go out and he would defeat Goliath. When he was leading the nation of the armies of Israel, he would be mindful of, "The Lord is my shepherd." Can I tell you, that's something that God would have every born-again believer to be aware of every day of our lives. No matter what it is we're facing, no matter what it is we have to confront, if you will just understand as a born-again believer that the Lord is your shepherd, it will prepare you for whatever you have to go up against, whatever you have to face. Jesus wanted us to understand that himself. If you would, look over to the book of John in chapter 10. John in chapter 10. He wanted us to know that he would be our shepherd. Not only would he lay his life down on Calvary's cross, as we heard the message of song, he paid a sin debt we all owed and couldn't pay. He paid it, and then he offered to us eternal life through forgiveness of our sins and restoring a relationship with God. We find here in John in chapter 10, he says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is a shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear the voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and he leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice." You see, if you know that Jesus Christ is your shepherd, then you will be more apt to follow him. The Bible says down in verse 10, he says, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and destroy. I come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." Verse 27, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." If you're aware of Jesus Christ being your shepherd and you being part of his sheep, then you follow him. You understand that he's the one that can help you in all areas of life. He's what we have need of. "And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." Quite possibly the most important thing to keep in on our minds, "The Lord is my shepherd." The Lord. If you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, then you can know him as your shepherd. And once you get saved, from that point for the rest of your life, you can acknowledge the fact, "The Lord is my shepherd." It'll make a difference. If you truly understand it and you truly believe it and you know that you have been saved, then to know that Jesus Christ will never leave you nor forsake you, to know that he is watching over you, To know that he is there to give instruction and to guide you and to deliver you. Listen to me. It is very important, possibly one of the most important things to keep on our minds. The Lord is my shepherd. He goes on in the book of Psalms in chapter 23. After he established that in verse 1, he says, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. As I acknowledge him as my shepherd, he places me where I can be fed and nurtured and even used to exalt him. That's what David's acknowledging here. He says, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. You see, those green pastures is a place to be fed. He doesn't take his sheep out into the barren wilderness and have them lay down in the desert sand. As the sheep are looking to the shepherd, they're dependent on the shepherd, and the shepherd will lead them to grazing ground, and the shepherd will take them to a green pasture. Every time I read that, I remind of a woman. She used to call me, instead of calling me pastor, she'd call me pastor. And I said, no, I'm not your pastor. I am your pastor. As your pastor, I want to lead you to some pasture, but I am not the pastor. Yeah. I don't think she ever got it though. So but as the Lord is my shepherd, he'll make me to lie down. A place to be fed. Oh, how we need to be fed as God's sheep. Yeah. And nurtured. He leadeth me beside the still waters. We're in storms quite often in our lives. What a blessing it is when the shepherd leads us into some still waters. A place for comfort and to be calm. Yeah. He leadeth me there. He knows when I need to be fed. He knows when I need to be nurtured. He knows how to use me. As a born-again believer, knowing that I serve a risen Savior, I want to be used of God. As a Christian, I want to be used of God. And he says, as Jesus is my shepherd, he says he'll lead me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. What a blessing it is to know I have a shepherd who wants to use me to glorify the Father. Amen. Amen. Yeah. David knew that. David understood that part of his existence was just to exalt God, to be all that God would have him to be. A purpose for life. When you know that God is working in your life and God has taken you to a place of green pastures and God has a way of getting us to the place of refuge and he's able to work in our lives and get us to accomplish the things that God has us here to accomplish. What a difference that makes. He goes on. In verse 4. And he says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, yeah, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. As we navigate our way through life, you know, this world continues to wax worse and worse, and the Bible tells us that it will. As man turns away from God, as there's greater apostasy, the world's getting worse and worse. It's harder to navigate ourselves through the world. It's harder to be the spouse that God would have you to be. It's harder to keep your marriage where God wants it to be. It's harder to keep your children in church. It's harder to raise children today than possibly ever before, even in the United States of America. It's harder to stand for righteousness. It's harder to stand for holiness. It's harder to stand for biblical morality. It's getting harder and harder to maneuver our way through life. And then when we face the shadow of death, my goodness, without God, how can you do that? For God's sheep, God has a way of helping us. He said, because as I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. How can you overcome fear? How can you go through all the different things of life and face the things in our marriage and face the things in raising children, face the things of our finances, whatever it is in life? How can I face those things in life and not have fear? For thou art with me. The Lord is my shepherd. Thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff. There's something important there. We need to understand what David's talking about there. The rod and the staff of the shepherd. See, the rod is used for correction. The staff is used for direction. There's times that the rod needs to be brought out and the sheep need to be disciplined. Sometimes the shepherd would even have to even break the leg of a sheep to keep him in safety. The shepherd only would know his sheep and he would know what he would have to do to keep his sheep safe. And sometimes there would have to be a rod of correction. God knows when we need to be disciplined. There's one thing about having Jesus Christ as our shepherd and knowing that I am his sheep. He deals with me as his own. He deals with me as one of his very own children. And he chastens whom he loveth. And if you look in the book of Hebrews in chapter 12 and you read that and you understand that God loves you, and sometimes there is a need for God to get out the rod of correction. But it's for our own good. Every time I come under conviction, I thank God for it. Sometimes I get in a wrong state of mind and I'll be thinking in a wrong way and there's something comes over me and there's a rod of correction. The Spirit of God knows what I'm even thinking and the Spirit of God will convict my soul. He'll bring the rod of conviction down upon my life. And when I understand it's the rod of conviction and I shouldn't be thinking what I'm thinking and going in the direction I'm going, and I thank God, thank you, Lord, for keeping me from going in that direction. I thank God for conviction. If you're saved, you have the Holy Spirit conviction. Now, listen to me. You might have been raised in a good home, and you might have been raised to have some moral values, and that in itself will bring a conviction. If you were taught that something was wrong when you get older and you go against what you've been taught, you can have a conviction there. But most of the time, that is the parental conviction. The difference between a parental conviction or how you were raised and the conviction of the Holy Spirit of God is the Holy Spirit of God will always point you to God. It's where the conviction comes from. There's things in my life that I was raised to believe certain things, and I was raised to live a certain way. And when I go opposite that, then I remember my dad and something that they taught me and tried to lead me in a direction, and now I'll have that conviction. But what's more important than that is knowing that I have a shepherd. And when I start getting off track, he has a rod. It'll be conviction. And if I don't turn from that conviction back to where the shepherd wants me to go, then there will be even more than conviction. There will be chastisement. Whenever I'm chastened of the Lord, can I tell you? I thank God for it because it's evidence of my salvation. If I could get out and live as a lost man without conviction, if I can get out and live as a lost man without chastisement, then I should not be rejoicing over being able to do that without conviction and chastisement. Because if you can do that without conviction, and if you can live that way without chastisement, that makes a statement that you are not God's child. Because if you're God's child, he deals with you as his child. And those that he loves as his own, he chastens. The Lord is my shepherd. He has a rod. I thank God for the rod. He also has a staff. The shepherd's staff was used to direct. God has a way of directing us. When you get saved, God sends his Holy Spirit to dwell within you. Amen. The Bible says that through the Spirit of God, once you get saved, you are sealed until the day of redemption. That means he's not going to leave you. You can't put him aside. He's there to stay. It's God living in you through his Holy Spirit. And God living in you, not only can he convict you, but he can direct you. He can give you a peace. And a peace that passes all understanding. A lot of times, I'm looking to the Bible, I'm trying to find a direction, and I'm looking and I'm studying this topic, and I go through and I study everything I know to study about the decision I have to make. That's what the Bible's there for. It's God's love letter to us. And when we have decisions to make, if it's parenting, I need to read everything the Bible says about parenting. If it's finances, I need to read everything the Bible says about finances. Whatever it might be, you look and you go through maybe a topical study to find out everything that God has recorded in his word concerning whatever it is that I have to make a decision on. But sometimes it boils down to this one thing: the peace of God. The peace of God is him directing me. I thank God for his peace. I thank God for his staff. He's my shepherd. It's my shepherd. He has a rod. I thank God for the rod. I think in right, you're going to thank God for the rod. When you're thinking right, you're going to thank God for the staff. Because he can direct us. Yeah. Go back with me, verse 5. Thou preparest a table before me. In the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. This is David writing under the inspiration of God something concerning his relationship with God that ought to be a blessing to us today. A table in the presence of our adversaries. Table is symbolic of provisions. Provisions in the midst of evil. Our adversary is the devil himself. The Bible says in Ephesians in chapter 6 and verse 12 that we wrestle against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Our shepherd provides what we have need of in the midst of that. He provides an anointing. He provides provisions. As his sheep, we have his presence. As his sheep, we have his truth. That's what we have on the table. That's what God has for us if he's our shepherd. I love what Peter would write in 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. Let me just read it to you. Verses 1 down to verse 4. Listen to this. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ. He's saying, he's my shepherd. I'm his sheep. To them who have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ, to all of you that know Jesus as your shepherd. That's what he's saying. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. You know him. You know him to be your shepherd. According as his divine power hath given unto us. This is the table that is spread before us. He's given to us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. He's provided all things that, for us as his sheep that pertain to life, the life that we live, and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. That's what David was writing in Psalms 23. That was a table that was spread before us. That is the provisions that God has given to us. Praise the Lord for him. Praise the Lord for the awareness of his presence. Praise the Lord for the truth that he has promised that we will never be without. Heaven and earth shall pass away. My word shall never pass away. He says a man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And God has preserved it. He will continue to preserve it. And we will never be without every word. Praise God for this King James Bible that we hold on to, that we believe for the English-speaking people has every word that God has provided for us. Preserved not by man, but God preserved it. Working through man, yes, but God preserved it. And if man preserved it, it could be with error in all kinds of the wrong direction. But if God prepared it and God preserved it, it's perfect. Every word. Every word proceeded out of the mouth of God. I can have it. Praise God for it. Because that's part of what's been provided on the table for me. And it's the word of God that will give you victory over the evil that we have to come up against. Yeah. As his sheep, we have his presence. We have his word. Look back with me now, the very last verse. David's relationship with God and what he had. What a blessing. And we can have it. We can have the very same relationship. And we do have that very same relationship. Possibly the greatest blessing of all is found in verse 6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. As I live here on this earth, and I go through the struggles, and everybody will. Can I tell you, I tell people all the time, everybody has issues. Everybody has problems. Everybody has burdens to bear. The difference between having Jesus as a shepherd and not is having him to help bear our burdens. Having him to look to in the midst of our trials. Surely goodness, or if you will, grace. The goodness, the kindness of God is grace. Surely goodness or grace and mercy, God's mercy, the withholding of deserved punishment, shall follow me all the days. There's not a day that I wake up to that God's grace and mercy is not available to me. And it's renewed every day. No matter how much of the grace that you use today, no matter how much of the mercy of God that you need today, when you wake up tomorrow, it's all renewed. You can never run out of God's grace. You can never run out of God's mercy. It's renewed every day. Every day of your life, you have the grace of God to look to. Every day of your life, you have the mercy of God to look to, as long as you know the Lord is my shepherd. Amen. No matter what you faced yesterday, you're going to face something else today. There'll be something else you're going to face tomorrow. But you won't face it alone. And when it's all over, my life on this earth is over, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This life is temporal. It's going to come to an end. But heaven is eternal. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In this life, I thank God that He has given us a house. I believe that's the church as well. Place we can come to, just like you did this morning, be ministered to by song, be ministered to by the preaching and the teaching of the words of God, to be reminded of who He is and what He has for us, what's available to you. Praise God for that. But when it's all over and done with, this life is over, I have eternal life. I have an existence in heaven and one day a glorified body for an eternity. And I'll dwell in the presence of my God and my Savior forever. I can't lose it. Can't lose what I didn't do anything to get. It's a gift. And I'm sealed by that gift. The question this morning, do you have the Lord as your shepherd? All of what David gave after verse 1 has to do with having Him. In our relationship with God, we can have everything that David had and more. But it starts with knowing the Lord is my shepherd. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your shepherd, then you need to do what the Bible says that all of us need to do, to have Him as our, not only our Savior, but our shepherd. You have to come to this altar, the place in your life when you realize, without Jesus, I'm lost and on my way to a devil's hell. Some 2,000 years ago, He came to this earth. It was God manifest in the flesh. He went to Calvary's cross to pay a sin debt that all humanity owed and couldn't pay. You can't be good enough. You can't be righteous enough. Our righteousness is filthy rags. You can't work hard enough. There's nothing you can do, nothing I can do to earn my way to heaven. Jesus had to pay a sin debt that we owed and couldn't pay. And He offers us a gift of everlasting life. A gift, all you have to do is reach out and receive it. Believe that what He did for you. Believe without that you have no way of getting to heaven. And call upon the name of the Lord. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, the Bible says, shall be saved. And salvation brings you into the sheepfold. For Jesus Christ is your shepherd. Is He your shepherd? You can have Him today as your shepherd. If He is your shepherd, are you yielding to Him? Are you running from the shepherd? Are you fighting the shepherd? Are you... You'll know it, because if you are truly his sheep, he's going to, first of all, bring conviction. He might have to even break a leg or two with correction. Thank God for it, because it's going to lead you in a right direction. Is Jesus your Lord and the shepherd of your soul? If I could have every head bowed and every eye closed. Can I plead with you this morning? If you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, would you come to this altar? Let somebody take a Bible and show you what the Bible says a person must do to be saved. We all get saved the same way. If you're truly saved, we all get saved the same way. Don't leave here without knowing Jesus as not only your Savior, but as your shepherd. Father, we bow before you. We love you, Lord, and thank you for loving us. And Lord, you knew who's going to be here, and you knew this is the message that would be preached. Now I pray, God, that you take the message, apply it however you need to apply it to each and every heart and mind and soul. And I pray, God, that there would be decisions made that would change lives. Blessing this invitation in Jesus' name. Amen.